Welcome back, Ken. I am just now cresting Hayes Hill.
Good deal. What kind of antenna are you running on your rig?
It's a Midland MTX 20-something. It's supposed to be like 6 dB gain.
I may have to buy me one of those. The antenna that I'm running, I'm not very happy with. I can't hit North Valley until I'm, like, well into GP.
I hit North Valley from Cave Junction pretty easily, actually.
I know. That's why I'm asking what kind of antenna you're running, because I'm like, is yours GMRS only, or is it a 2-meter, 70-centimeter?
I'm not entirely sure, but I think it's a dual band.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to have to get the specs from you. Maybe you could text it to me or something, because I definitely need to upgrade the antenna on my car.
Yeah, I'll shoot you a link for it. I got it off of Amazon. It's not real bad. I mean, with the magnet mount, it was about $100.
Yeah, that's not bad. I have a whole box full of antennas that are actually brand new and unused. So maybe I'll swap one of them out and see if it changes anything. But you know how it is in this hobby. You're always buying new equipment just to try and get the best range possible.
Yeah, the radio thing is almost as bad as musical gear. There's three places I can never stop when I have money in my pocket. One of them is a music store, the other one is a gun store, and then, of course, a radio outlet.
Yeah, I've got the gun store problem and the radio store problem. When I was up in Portland, I went into HRO and spent a bunch of money, and then I came back the next day, and they were like, oh, you came back. I said, well, I realized I still had money. And I jokingly told them, I said, you know, I don't know which would be worse, a drug habit or this. They said, this is probably more expensive.
Yeah, the trip to the gun store doesn't stop there. I mean, once you buy the gun, then you've got to have the ammunition. And then you've got to have more ammunition. And like money. There's no such thing as too much.
Yep. You and I can have a whole conversation. I don't want to transmit too much over the air, but I'm very much on that same wavelength with you when it comes to that. I'm heavily invested in precious metals. I should say that.
Yeah, copy that. I'm pretty heavily invested in brass and lead myself.
Second, but it's always nice to chat with you. I appreciate our conversations, and let's get together sometime and chat more. Also, I don't know if you are a ham operator or not, but I have an ICOM 7100 I'm going to sell. I've also got a super antenna, MP1LX Max, which is like a really nice antenna. I'm going to be parting ways with both of those items, so if you're in the market to part with some of your money for some more radio equipment, let me know.
Yeah, I copy that. I'm not quite there yet. I am studying for my technician class as we speak. Well, when I get a chance, I've been working so much. I've got an app on my phone where it just asks stupid questions. I actually want to learn not just learn how to pass the test. I want to learn the information. So I'm looking for another study guide also. But I will be stepping up in the ranks to technician class. And eventually the extra before I get done.
Cool. Yeah, that's where I'm heading. I'm a technician right now, and I'm working towards my general. If you're using the Ham Study app, like the actual hamstudy.org app, it has the option because it'll teach you, the answers for the test. But if you also want to know the actual details behind it, there's a button at the top right side that says View Details, and it gives you the entire breakdown of where that theory comes from.
Copy that. That is not the app I'm using, but, well, let me just say that that is the app that I will be using now.
Yeah, okay. I'll send you a link, because before I used that app, I paid to take an online school. It was like $20, and the guy is out of Colorado, and he had a really good program, and it's like visual. And so I used his program, and then I went to the Ham Study app, and when you're going through the test questions, if you honestly don't know the answer, rather than just, you know, randomly selecting one, you can hit don't know, and it literally will explain everything for you, and then it notes it so that when it comes back that you're doing the testing again, you know, it'll put that question up so that you can, you know, keep the information in your head. I was really impressed with the way the app was set up.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to have to switch over to that app. The one I'm using, if you answer a question wrong, it'll tell you what the right answer is, but it won't necessarily tell you why.
Oh, yeah, no, Ham Study is the way to go. And then when I'm not driving, I'll send you a link to the online ham school that I think it's hamradioschool.com or something like that. But the guy's name is Stu. It's W7S or W-O-S-T-U or something like that. Out of Colorado. Really, really great program. It was like $20 to access it for 6 months. You can watch it as many times as you want. And he literally breaks down everything, has really detailed explanations, and a lot of humor involved, which made it really easy to participate in.
Yeah, copy that. Humor is definitely a great teacher, and it even breaks up the monotony on a day of flagging. You would be surprised some of the names we come up with for some of the vehicles that are out there. Anyway, I'm about to turn into my spot where I need to concentrate on the road and go around lots of corners and stuff, so I am going to go ahead and check out here and let you get on with your day also. Always a pleasure talking with you, Ken. I enjoy our morning chat. WSKR 331, clear on your final.
Drive safely, sir, and be even safer out there when you're controlling traffic. Watch out for idiots. I hope you have a nice day, and WRTQ 274, I'm going to be clear and monitoring until I'm out of repeater range.
Oh, I have got to come back and comment on that. Controlling traffic is kind of like herding cats. It can't be done. You cannot control traffic. You can make suggestions, and you can herd them in the right direction, but yeah, it's like herding cats. I literally had a guy yesterday try to pass cars on one side. I stepped out, put him back in line, and then he tried to come around the other way on me. So he ended up waiting all the way to the bitter end. But yeah, I don't control traffic. I just guide them. Anyway, WSCR 331, clear.